The following episode of Lyrics of Their Life podcast deals with serious and sensitive topics. Listener discretion is advised. Hello and welcome back to Lyrics of Their Life, the podcast that talks about the extraordinary lives lived by those that wrote or performed the songs we know and love. I'm your host, Adam Hampton, and in today's episode, we jump right back into the Ed Sheeran story where we left off in part two, as Ed had only just come out the other side of essentially 6 months from hell, involving love, loss, and grief, as we followed Ed's road to mental clarity. In this episode, we delve into the aftermath of this period, as Ed's music takes a darker turn, reflective of his recent experiences, before he comes out the other side with his latest bright and colourful album, Play, signalling a new beginning and a light at the end of the tunnel, as Ed recaptures his spark and draws a line in the sand, as he looks towards the future and a new era filled with optimism. So without further ado, let's get back into the story. This is the story of Ed Sheeran Part 3. This is Lyrics of Their Life.
Prince has died at the age of 57.
This is it.
Sorry, Gary, but I was always the talented member of the band.
Keep booing, little girl. I will hit a man with glasses.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
Former Beatle John Lennon, who was 40, was shot and killed last night outside his luxury apartment in New York.
Has-beens shouldn't present fucking awards to Gonna Be.
During July 2022, Ed featured on a track with American rapper Russ called Are You Entertained, with the song peaking at number 20 in New Zealand. The song almost didn't get completed after the passing of Ed's friend Jamal, or Jam as he liked to call him, as Ed wrote on his Instagram, quote, "I was having dinner in New York in December when Russ came up to my table. I was a fan, so we just sat and ate pasta and drank wine together. A few days later, I sent him the rough idea for this song. That same day, he emailed me back with it finished, which I loved. He said we should do a video, so I hit up Jamal, knowing that he would create something incredible for us. Jamal then planned it out for the next couple of months, sending me locations, ideas, cameos, trying to make it the best video any of us could make. We were meant to shoot in February, but the day before Russ flew out, Jamal tragically died. Our whole world was upside down, and I had to cancel and just tell Russ it wasn't happening. But he was so understanding, to a level I'll never forget. Jamal's mum and sister, a few weeks later, said we should still try and make Jamal's vision come to life. So with the help of his amazing production team at Radical Media London, and Jake Naver directing, we shot it. I felt so sad on the day, but very proud. I wish Jam was here to see it. I wish we'd done it together. But he would have been buzzing how all of these people came together and brought his vision to life. Russ, thanks for being such an amazing human, and thank you to everyone who made this video happen. Jamal lives on forever." Following this, Ed collaborated on yet another heartfelt track, titled My G, by British rapper H, which managed to reach number 6 in the UK, and delves into the happiness H's little sister Gracie aka G, brings into the world, and the protectiveness he feels over her due to her having Down syndrome. During September 2022, Ed next released a standalone single called Celestial, in a collaboration with Pokemon, with the song featuring in both their game Pokemon Go and in a collaborative music video. The track was a huge success, receiving mass airplay on radio worldwide, and even reaching number 3 in New Zealand and 6 in the UK. With Ed growing up a huge Pokemon fan, it was a no-brainer for him to accept to write a song for them after collaborating while in Japan. As he shared a range of posts to Instagram showing his love for the cartoon, while he even went as far as to get the character Squirtle tattooed on his arm. The song actually goes deeper than just Pokemon, however, and similar to the likes of Two Step and Shivers, Ed sings about his love for Cherry and missing her when he's away on tour. However, just knowing that she is missing him gives him a celestial or heavenly feeling as he sings the lines, "You make me feel like my troubled heart is a million miles away." That same month, during September, Ed would pay tribute to both the Queen of England, writing "Thank You, Ma'am" on his socials, as well as paying tribute to PNB Rock, who both passed away that month. With Ed once collaborating with PNB on the song "Cross Me," with PNB being shot and killed on the 13th of September. While Ed would also release a range of Ed Sheeran replica guitars made by Northern Irish company Loudon Guitars, and dropped a hint on social media that his next album would be titled Subtract. For Christmas in 2022, Ed would receive some very special gifts from his supportive wife, receiving 2 silver chain bracelets with both his daughters' names inscribed on the inside, so whenever Ed feels low when he's away on tour, he can look at these bracelets to give him strength. For much of 2022 and 2021, Ed had gotten around wearing rubber bracelets, with one representing Jamal reading F64 and the other representing Michael Gudinski with the quote, "Don't fuck up," wearing them in honour of his now deceased friends. However, on New Year's Eve, Ed made the decision to finally remove these bracelets and attempt to move on. As he told Rolling Stone, quote, "It felt symbolic to take off those bracelets and put one on for my family." In the new year, 11 months after the death of his good friend Jamal Edwards, on the 19th of January 2023, Ed Sheeran would release a heartfelt freestyle rap titled F64, as a tribute to Jamal, styled as a letter to him in 64 bars. The song would almost go unnoticed commercially, despite reaching number 5 in New Zealand, despite Ed delivering some of his most powerful lyrics yet, as an emotional Ed can be heard holding back the tears during the recording of this track, as he delves into the pain of watching his best mate be buried at his funeral, the fact that he missed out on meeting Ed's second child, the physical and emotional pain it causes him now he's gone, the close brotherly bond they shared, and the memories of the nights they spent doing things only they'd know about, including eating wings, drinking, holidaying, and battle rapping together. But most importantly, for the things that Jamal would tell Ed that no one else knew about him, as he would often hide his fears with a smile. As Ed sings the highly emotive lines, "Therapy sessions digging deep in depression. I got a life full of blessings, but this just breaks my fucking heart. Lately I've been crying so much my lungs ache. Teardrops all over my shirt are bloodstained." Ed continues as he mentions carrying on his legacy and being there for his sister and mother, as he sings, "The conversations at your grave's the only way to be close. I know you'll greet me with a smile on the day that I go, 'cause it's been a long night and I cry 'cause I miss my brother." Ed claimed that he wrote the song in just 2 hours, after the first line practically fell out, and it all came easy after that. However, despite wanting to write a song for Jamal after he passed away, he just couldn't bring himself to do it for some time, as he couldn't stop crying every time he started writing. Ed was so proud of F64, claiming it was one of his most underrated songs, and that he was disappointed that more people didn't hear it or get into it, as it was so close to his heart. Despite this, Jamal's sister Tanisha and his mother Brenda absolutely loved the song, as Brenda expressed that she was eternally grateful that Ed had remembered her son through this song, claiming that from start to finish, the song was perfect, stating, quote, "Ed sent me the final edit 2 days ago. I've been in and out of crying ever since. I say happy tears, they're positive tears. It just means so much." While Tanisha claimed in relation to the brotherly bond they shared, it was like, quote, "brothers from another mother." A music video featuring an emotional Ed would be uploaded to the SBTV channel on YouTube, with a description reading, "Last year we lost our leader and founder, Jamal Edwards, MBE. It has been the hardest thing in the world to process, as he was the driving force behind so much and such a bright light in all of our lives here at Team SB. Jamal had a unique connection with artists and creatives and was happiest when he was connecting and creating. His journey began locally, but took him on a global adventure on the way, forming unique bonds. One of these bonds was with longtime friend and brother, Ed Sheeran. From a tweet to a long-lasting brotherhood. With the return of the flagship series F64, Ed Sheeran kicks us off with a tribute to Jamal. At SBTV, we will continue to push and support British artists, bringing artists together in new ways. Jamal's legacy will live on through his incredible achievements, SBTV, and the Jamal Edwards Self-Belief Trust. The music video for F64 would be shot at Chelsea FC's football stadium, Stamford Bridge, as Jamal was a huge fan of Chelsea. Ed can be seen on the verge of tears in the clip, as he's dressed in blue, and he sings into the camera, backed by Jamal's name in the stands, as well as an image of Jamal on the big screen, and candles surrounding Ed like a vigil, as the stadium lights beam down on him. With both Brenda and Tanisha in attendance for the filming of the clip, with Ed completing it in just one take. On the 20th of February 2023, while touring Australia and New Zealand, Ed put out a post on Instagram marking 1 year since Jamal's death, as he wrote, quote, "Can't believe it's been a year. Miss you every day. Currently drowning myself in rum, listening to tunes you loved." Ed would later attend a barbecue with Jamal's family to celebrate his life 1 year on from his death. Then, on March 2nd, 2023, Ed would play his biggest show yet and would break an attendance record at the MCG in Melbourne, Australia, as he would play the gig in front of 108,000 people before featuring on the front cover of Rolling Stone magazine. On the 24th of March 2023, Ed Sheeran would release the first single from his upcoming 6th studio album titled Subtract, with the emotional ballad titled Eyes Closed, as Ed once again sings about the loss of his good friend Jamal, as well as feelings of anxiety and depression, themes that continue throughout the rest of the album. Despite being a dark and sad song, it was friendly enough for radio, as it would rise to number one in the UK, becoming his 14th number one, while it also reached number six in Australia and 19 in the US, receiving mass airplay around the world and topping multiple radio charts, before eventually reaching 480 million streams on Spotify. Originally, Ed came up with parts of Eyes Closed back in 2018 with producer Max Martin, as it was set to be a love song. However, after failing to make it onto his previous albums, Ed found a new purpose for the song, reworking it with heartbreaking and relatable lyrics about longing for his best mate Jamal and how his death has impacted on his life, as he still sees him in everything he does. As Ed claimed, quote, "This song is about losing someone, feeling like every time you go out and you expect to just bump into them, and everything just reminds you of them and things you did together." As Ed sings the lines, "I guess I could just pretend the colours are more than blue, but I lost more than my friend. I can't help but missing you." As Ed explains these lines, stating, quote, "You sort of have to take yourself out of reality sometimes to numb the pain of loss, but certain things just bring you right back into it. Blue was Jamal's colour, but now is all I feel. And I guess music helps heal, so I'm dancing with my eyes closed to try and get through it." While in another interview, Ed stated, quote, "I would go to the places in that month to remember him and think that he was going to walk in, and obviously he didn't, and that's what the inspiration behind the song basically was." The popular music video would depict Ed's feelings of sorrow through the use of a large blue fluffy creature, who over the course of the clip grows in size, representative of the growing feelings of sorrow, grief, and sadness, with the passing of time now that Jamal is gone. As Ed said, quote, "When I was thinking of concepts for the Eyes Closed music video, I wanted to make a video inspired by movies like Harvey, where the main character has an imaginary friend who's a giant rabbit that no one else can see. There's also a book I read my daughters, where sadness is encapsulated by an imaginary creature. Often sadness is something that follows you around, engulfing the rooms you're in, and you can feel and see it, but no one else around you can. So, I decided to create my own big blue monster for the video. He gets bigger and bigger as the video goes on, till he takes up whole rooms and is all I can see, just like sadness." Ed claims that when performing this song for the very first time, he struggled to hold back the tears and to finish the song. On the 21st of April 2023, the second single released off of the Subtract album was titled Boat, as Ed delves into his mental health struggles like anxiety and depression caused by all the recent stress and tragedy in his life, although he's determined to push through and not let it destroy him, as he uses a boat as a metaphor for weathering the storm and the rough seas or times ahead, as he sings, "But the waves won't break my boat," as well as writing on his Instagram, quote, "Boat is basically a song about resilience, feeling at your lowest, and wondering if you can get through it. I wrote the song and finished it by the English seaside, which is, I think, very beautiful. It is quite a bleak and cold place in winter. I was looking out at the sea, and we saw waves crashing down. I sort of felt like that was a good metaphor of what was happening at the time with me. And that's where the line, 'The waves won't break my boat,' came from." The folk acoustic ballad, Boat, would be full of great poetic lines from Ed and was the first track recorded and written for the album, coming in at number 15 on the UK charts. Days later, on the 25th of April 2023, Ed would sadly lose his grandmother, Anne Mary Sheeran, who passed away peacefully at the age of 98 in her Wexford County nursing home apartment in Ireland. Anne was the inspiration behind Ed's song Nancy Mulligan. The funeral would be scheduled for a Wednesday, which was terrible timing for Ed, as he was due to appear in court that day in New York and would sadly miss her funeral due to this, which was located in Gorey Island. Ed had continued to visit his grandmother every year up until her death, as she always spoke proudly of him and claimed that fame never changed him. Days later, during April 2023, Ed would finally be victorious in his long-running court battle over plagiarism claims between his song Thinking Out Loud and Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On, with the jury unanimously siding with Ed. Ed would speak outside the courtroom, claiming that baseless claims like this one shouldn't be able to go to court, and that it was a devastating waste of time on him and his young family, with everything going on in his life at this time. While he also said, quote, "These chords are common building blocks, which were used to create music long before Let's Get It On was written, and will be used to create music long after we are all gone."
Now to singer-songwriter Ed Sheeran and the verdict tonight. Sheeran winning his copyright battle, a federal grand jury finding he did not copy a famous Marvin Gaye song, and what Sheeran said right afterward. Here's Ariel Reshef.
Looking forward to a verdict today?
Tonight, that major legal victory for superstar Ed Sheeran, a federal jury in Manhattan finding the singer not liable for copyright infringement. During the two-week trial, at times the courtroom turning into a concert venue, with the musician playing guitar and belting out a mashup of songs from the witness stand in an effort to prove he did not copy this hit song by Marvin Gaye.
Let's get it on.
To write his own chart topper.
Darling, I will be loving you.
Sheeran sued by the family of the late Ed Townsend, the co-writer of Let's Get It On, claiming the Grammy winner lifted the exact chords for Thinking Out Loud.
These chords are common building blocks which were used to create music long before Let's Get It On was written.
The judge instructing the jury that similarities do not equate to copyright infringement. And after just 3 hours of deliberations, the jury siding with Sheeran.
We ultimately came to what we thought was the right interpretation of the law that we were given.
Good morning, afternoon, everyone. Thanks so much for being out here. I'm obviously very happy with the outcome of the case, and it looks like I'm not having to retire from my day job after all. But at the same time, I'm unbelievably frustrated that baseless claims like this are allowed to go to court at all. We've spent the last 8 years talking about two songs with dramatically different lyrics, melodies, and four chords, which are also different and used by songwriters every day all over the world. These chords are common building blocks, which were used to create music long before Let's Get It On was written, and will be used to make music long after we are all gone. They are in a songwriter's alphabet, our toolkit, and should be there for all of us to use. No one owns them, all the way they are played, in the same way that nobody owns the colour blue. Unfortunately, unfounded claims like this are being fueled by individuals who are offered as music experts in musical analysis. In this instant, the other side's musicologists left out words and notes, presented simple and different pitches as melody, and by doing so, created what I think we proved for all to see were misleading comparisons and disinformation to find supposed similarities where none exist. And I think we proved for all to see that they tried to manipulate my and Amy's song to try and convince the jury that they had a genuine claim. I'm very grateful that the jury saw through those attempts. This seems so dangerous to me, both potential claimants who may be convinced to bring a bogus claim, as well as those songwriters facing them. It's simply wrong. By stopping this practice, we can also properly support genuine music copyright claims so legitimate claims are rightly heard and resolved. If the jury had decided this matter the other way, we might as well say goodbye to the creative freedom of songwriters. We need to be able to write our original music and engage in independent creation without worrying at every step of the way that such creativity will be wrongly called into question. Like artists everywhere, Amy and I work hard to independently create songs which are often based around real-life personal experience. It's devastating to be accused of stealing someone else's song when we've put so much work into our livelihoods. I'm just a guy with a guitar who loves writing music for people to enjoy. I am not and will never allow myself to be a piggy bank for anyone to shake. Having to be in New York for this trial has meant that I've missed being with my family at my grandmother's funeral in Ireland, and I will never get that time back. These trials take a significant toll on everyone involved, including Catherine. I want to thank the jury for making the decision that will help protect the creative process of songwriters here in the United States and all around the world.
I also want to thank my team, these guys, who've supported me throughout this difficult process, and to all the songwriters, musicians and fans who've reached out with messages of support over the last few weeks. And finally, I would like to thank Amy. Neither of us ever expected that 9 years ago, from our wonderful writing session, that we will be here having to defend our integrity. Amy, I feel so lucky to have you in my life. Thank you. We need songwriters and the wider community to come together and bring back common sense. These claims need to be stopped so the creative process can carry on and we can all go back to making music. And at the same time, we absolutely need trusted individuals, real experts, who help support the process of protecting copyright. Thank you.
How do you feel it?
Great.
Marvin Gaye's trust would attempt to appeal the verdict multiple times over the coming years, continuing to drag Ed through the ringer as it would loom over him until June 2025, when the courts ended any chance of further appeals. From this point forward, Ed would video record each and every session when writing and producing songs in order to stop any similar cases or allegations arising in the future. With Ed claiming that despite winning, he feels horrible about it all and will forever have a stain on his name from the court cases and labelled as a thief to some. While also highlighting that it has now changed the way he produces and writes music forever, because he's so nervous about getting accused again or having to sit through years of grueling trials and backlash. On the 3rd of May 2023, Ed released a four-part documentary on Disney called The Sum of It All, as Ed and Cherry bared all about the recent traumatic and joyful events that affected their young family. Cherry, who was always a quiet and private person, was worried about her mortality, so she agreed to do the documentary, as she said, quote, "I was saying to Ed, I would have never agreed to do anything like this before, never ever ever, but it made me think, this whole year, if I died, what's people's perception of me? What am I going to leave behind? It genuinely wasn't until this year when it was just like, I might die." Ed then claimed that writing songs is like his therapy, as Cherry continued, stating, quote, "When something really intense happens to him, he writes a song. For Ed, the whole point is he wants to say to people, I'm not just this music machine. I'm not just this robot that tries to get number ones. I'm a father, I'm a son, I'm a friend." Cherry would also claim during episode 1, titled Love, that when she was diagnosed with cancer, Ed was in so much shock that he took himself off to the basement and wrote several songs for hours. Around this time, Ed would also make a cameo in a comedy film called Some Motherhood as a character called Crack Ed. Then, on the 5th of May 2023, Ed Sheeran released his sixth studio album, titled Subtract, which would also officially be the final album from the Mathematical series, as Ed would bring former Taylor Swift producer Aaron Dresner on board. Fusing the genres of folk, acoustic and pop, the album would be Ed's most vulnerable and somber yet, with songs delving into Ed's recent struggles after recording the album throughout much of 2022, and it would become Ed's sixth straight number one album in both the UK and Australia, while also reaching the top spot in a further 12 countries, including New Zealand, Ireland and parts of Europe, like Germany. Subtract also came in at number 2 in both Canada and the US, becoming Ed's first not to reach the top spot since his debut album. Subtract would also be a visual album featuring music videos for each and every song, which were placed onto YouTube. Ed revealed once again via his Instagram that the inspiration for the album was, quote, "I had been working on Subtract for a decade, trying to sculpt the perfect acoustic album, writing and recording hundreds of songs with a clear vision of what I thought it should be. Then, at the start of 2022, a series of events changed my life, my mental health, and ultimately the way I viewed music and art. Writing songs is my therapy. It helps me make sense of my feelings. I wrote without thought of what the songs would be. I just wrote whatever tumbled out. And in just over a week, I replaced a decade's worth of work with my deepest, darkest thoughts. Within the space of a month, my pregnant wife got told she had a tumour with no route to treatment until after the birth. My best friend Jamal, a brother to me, died suddenly, and I found myself standing in court defending my integrity and career as a songwriter. I was spiralling through fear, depression, and anxiety. I felt like I was drowning, head below the surface, looking up, but not being able to break through for air. As an artist, I didn't feel like I could credibly put a body of work into the world that didn't accurately represent where I am and how I need to express myself at this point in my life. This album is purely that. It's opening the trapdoor into my soul. For the first time, I'm not trying to craft an album that people will like. I'm merely putting something out that's honest and true to where I am in my adult life. Just days after Cherry celebrated her 30th birthday, on the 12th of May 2023, Ed would release the final single from Subtract, titled Life Goes On, which yet again delves into the loss of Jamal, as Ed sings about the pain of his grief, but how in society we're expected to grieve briefly and then get on with things. However, Ed doesn't feel like he's ready to move on. A second version of the track would be released later on, featuring American country music star Luke Combs, who adds a heart-wrenching vocal to the track. Life Goes On would feature heavily on radio in countries like Australia, however it struggled to crack the top 20 worldwide, reaching number 23 in Australia and 29 in the UK. Standout tracks from the remainder of the Subtract album include the likes of Saltwater, End of Youth, Dusty, Curtains, and Spark, just to name a few. The song Saltwater actually sees Ed delving into his most darkest topic yet, of suicide ideation, as Ed claims that he struggled so badly with everything going on, as well as losing his good mate Jamal, that he contemplated ending his own life by diving into the cold salt water and drowning. As Ed told Genius, quote, "Saltwater was written about some of the darkest nights into mornings, and the what-ifs surrounding those thoughts, before telling his followers via Instagram, so Saltwater is quite a dark song. It's basically playing out what final moments would be. Jumping into cold salt water and feeling that at 3 or 4 degrees that you're free." Probably my personal favourite song from the Subtract album is End of Youth, as Ed describes how grief and loss essentially ends your innocence and catapults you into adulthood, as he told his followers on Instagram, quote, "I never really felt like an adult until the last few years, when heavy life stuff just starts happening, and it really hit me that this obviously happens to everyone. It doesn't matter what age you are. Friends of mine lost parents when they were teenagers, and they became adults instantly from the pure real-life nature of grief. And I feel like grief, depression, and anxiety just ends youth and playfulness, because it's so real and so final, so all-encompassing. This is the ending of our youth when pain starts taking over." Similar themes are explored in the track Curtains, as Ed revealed via Instagram, quote, "Curtains is about the days where you want to lock yourself in a dark room and shut yourself out from the world. We all have amazing people in our lives who love us, who see sometimes when we are in dark places, and they come, pull the curtains, and let the sun shine in. Curtains became so popular, it even cracked the top 30 in Australia, featuring heavily on radio, while in the UK, it made it to number 14. The track Borderline is quite similar to Curtains, however, it delves further into Ed falling into vices like alcohol to help numb the pain and grief. While the beautiful bubbly track Dusty sees Ed speak about the strength his children give him, in particular his eldest daughter, as they served as a great distraction through his grieving, essentially flicking a switch in him and entering into dad mode, as Ed put it. As he also said, quote, "It's about waking up in the mornings with my eldest daughter. I would get in late from being at Jamal's mural and cry myself to sleep, then wake up hours later to an energetic, beautiful, smiling girl. It was a real juxtaposition. Children are incredible how they can just bring so much joy into dark situations without knowing it. I took her downstairs, made breakfast, and we put a vinyl on. Every morning we do this, and she chooses it. Flick a finger, start a discussion to pick a singer, and the singer this particular morning was Dusty Springfield." With Ed referring to them listening to Dusty Springfield's album, Dusty in Memphis, as Lyra would usually pick the singer, ranging anywhere from Black Sabbath to Damien Rice and Norah Jones. The song Vega sees Ed fighting to keep his head afloat and not buckle under the pressure of everything and having to continue on with his career and put on the best shows possible despite dealing with so much in the background. As Ed revealed, quote, "Vega is a burning ball of gas. It's a star in a constellation. I feel that people look at me as a star. I play music and make stuff. And sometimes stars bring light, but at the heart of it, they're just a massive ball of burning fucking gas." While tracks like Sycamore delve into Ed and Cherry discovering the news that she had cancer and the anxious wait in the hospital waiting room, while the songs Colorblind, No Strings, and Spark sees Ed reassuring Cherry that they'll make it through this dark period and come through stronger and deeper in love, after their recent trials and tribulations have put stress and strain on their relationship. As Ed sings the brilliant line in Spark that reads, "So let's build a fire, torch our old lives, and hope the spark survives." Towards the end of May 2023, Ed would also feature on the soccer-themed TV show Ted Lasso Season 3, on a track he wrote called A Beautiful Game, with the song going on to win Ed, producer Max Martin, and co-writer Foy Vance, an Emmy for Outstanding Original Music and Lyrics. While in June, after being a huge fan of spicy foods, Ed would launch his very own hot sauce called Tingly Ted's, naming it after one of his childhood nicknames. During August 2023, Ed would announce the surprise upcoming release of his seventh studio album, titled Autumn Variations. On the 29th of September 2023, Autumn Variations would be released, with Aaron Dessner joining Ed on production once again, and it would be Ed's first release solely under his own label, Gingerbread Man Records, almost serving as an extension to the Subtract album, with songs delving into loss, love, and grief. The album would consist mostly of downtrodden and somber folk acoustic and pop tracks, and was never really intended to be a commercial hit. Instead, Ed had a bunch of creative material that he wanted to get out there, mainly for his fans and for himself. To his surprise, Autumn Variations would also peak at number one in five countries, including both the UK and Australia, becoming Ed's seventh straight album since Plus to go to number one in both countries, while it also reached number four in the USA. Ed would describe what inspired him to write and release this album when speaking via his Instagram, stating, quote, "Last autumn, I found that my friends and I were going through so many life changes. After the heat of the summer, everything either calmed, settled, or fell apart, came to a head, or imploded. When I went through a difficult time at the start of last year, writing songs helped me understand my feelings and come to terms with what was going on. And when I learned about my friends' different situations, I wrote songs, some from their perspectives, some from mine, to capture how they, and I, viewed the world at the time. There were highs of falling in love and new friendships among lows of heartbreak, depression, loneliness, and confusion. My dad and brother told me about a composer called Elgar who composed Enigma variations, where each of the 14 compositions were about a different one of his friends. This is what inspired me to make this album. Autumn Variations would surprisingly be one of the first to be praised by critics, with Ed claiming it was an incredibly enjoyable experience making the album. The album would receive little promotion other than self-promotion via humorous ads that Ed released on his Instagram, and he only released one single from the album, titled American Town, with the track reaching number 2 in New Zealand and 27 in the UK. The song delves into the feelings of excitement Ed felt back when he reconnected and entered into a relationship with Cherry, while the couple were both in America, despite both of course being from England and attending the same high school.
Do you crave nostalgia? Are you a true lover of music? Or maybe you're just tired of accidentally downloading viruses to the family computer? Well, the latest product from Gingerbread Man Records is right for you! Yes, you! Due to the unprecedented demand of the Damper Hamper, which sold out within seconds, we now have the Autumn Variations vinyl record. Double the colours. Not one, not two, but 14 songs. And if you don't like my cover, make your own. For all the creative critters out there, sticker sheet included. Streaming, the internet, 5G, vintage, retro, cool. Be the envy of all your friends and family this autumn with the hippest record going around. Order yours today from www.edsheeran.com. The Autumn Variations vinyl. Outdated listening at its best. Record player not included.
Other standout tracks from the album include the likes of England, Amazing, When Will I Be Alright, and in my opinion, the highlight of the album, titled Plastic Bag, as Ed sings about thinking that the answer to all your grief and problems is just making it to the weekend and writing yourself off with drugs and booze, only to learn that the feeling is only temporary. Once the album had dropped, Ed would head around to random fans' houses to sing privately for them and to schools across America and the UK to say hello to the kids, while promoting his new music, even returning to his old school in Framlingham at Thomas Mills High School, while Ed also appeared in random pop-up jobs, working as a barista at Starbucks, at a hot dog stand, and at a Lego store. While Ed also released his very own subtract, G-Shock Watch Range. Towards the end of 2023, Ed also featured on a song with British rapper Devlin on a track called The Great British Bar Off. Despite getting back into the studio ahead of his eighth studio album and touring loads in Asia and Europe, 2024 would be a reasonably quiet year for Ed, as he appeared for the first time in May at the Met Gala, receiving some backlash over his full powder blue outfit, with some even comparing him to the character Harry Dunn from Dumb and Dumber. However, others were annoyed that Ed had attended the gala due to the event essentially being elitist and out of touch due to the state of the world, with some claiming that Ed doesn't quite fit in at this event because he's usually too down to earth. Then, during August, Ed announced a collaboration with his favourite football team, Ipswich Town FC, ahead of their return to the English Premier League, as Ipswich, of course, hail from the Suffolk area which Ed was raised in, as he helped design their third alternative kit with the colour pink while incorporating the Framlingham Castle, as he wrote on his Instagram, "I wanted to incorporate Framlingham Castle on here as it's my hometown, and in my opinion, a huge landmark of Suffolk. We use Suffolk pink, which nods to the way cottages have been painted here for generations, but also how beautiful the sunset is in our amazing county. There's also sound waves from the noise of fans at Portman Road all over the shirt. It feels like such an honour to be involved in this football club and be able to create things so close to my heart, which has always been my hometown, family and friends, which is what football is about really." Ed would also have a mural painted of him as both a kid and as an adult in his Ipswich jersey, which he says was a very proud and humbling moment. Ed would also finish his mathematics tour sponsorship contract with Ipswich after sponsoring the squad for over three seasons, with the IT software company Halo taking over the sponsorship for the 2025 to 2026 championship season, with Ed claiming the sponsorship was quite expensive. However, as Ed stepped away from sponsorship, another opportunity would present itself. Just days later, Ed would announce even more exciting news when he purchased a minority 1.4% stake in the Ipswich FC club, stating on his Instagram, quote, "Really excited to announce that I have bought a small percentage of my hometown football club, Ipswich Town. It's any football fan's dream to be an owner in the club they support, and I feel so grateful for the opportunity. There are ups and downs, but football is about taking the highs with the lows. I'm not a voting shareholder or a board member. This is just me putting some money into the club I love and then returning the gesture. So please don't get onto me with signing suggestions or tactics." Sadly for Ed, Ipswich would have a tough season in the Premier League, finishing second last with 4 wins, 10 draws and 24 losses, as they were relegated back to the Championship competition for the 2025-2026 season, with a disappointed Ed claiming that despite the poor season, he remains a proud fan. Ed would continue to attend Ipswich games when he could, with chants from opposition teams often ringing out across the grounds, yelling, "Ed Sheeran's a cunt." In September, a compilation album titled The Mathematics Tour Collection would be released featuring Ed's greatest hits so far. Yet again, Ed would have a number one hit album on his hands, becoming his 8th number one album in the UK, while also reaching the top spot in New Zealand, number 4 in Australia, and 17 in the USA. Sadly, on the 16th of October 2024, former One Direction member Liam Payne passed away after falling from the third floor balcony of his hotel room in Buenos Aires, Argentina, after allegedly being heavily intoxicated. Ed was reasonably close with Liam, after having of course written little things for One Direction in the past and posted to his Instagram, stating, quote, "At a loss for words, my thoughts are with his family and loved ones. Every memory I have with him is a great one. Just such a heartbreaking situation. Be kind." Later in November, Ed would feature on the soundtrack for the Netflix children's film called That Christmas with a song called Under the Tree, while he also appeared very briefly in Zootopia 2 as a sheep called Ed Sheeran, after expressing for years that he'd love to star in the film as his kids love it. Ed has such a love for films and TV shows, having of course appeared in both Star Wars and Game of Thrones over the years, and he revealed recently in an interview with Call Her Daddy podcast that he even has a secret account on the website Letterboxd, where he publishes his own movie reviews for his own personal enjoyment. Ed claims, although it's a secret, his profile is available publicly to find, however no one has discovered it's him yet. Ed is such an avid movie fan that he has collected loads of movie memorabilia over the years, including items from the film Hook, a Batman and Robin suit, and Star Wars props, just to name a few, storing them in both his personal bowling alley or his home pub called the Lancaster Lock, named of course after both his and Cherry's mother's maiden names. Ed also revealed during this appearance on Call Her Daddy that people seem to either really love his music or really hate it, and there's no in between, claiming it used to be a positive thing for his career that he looks like the pizza guy next door and the underdog who made it without good looks, but these days, now he's had success, he feels it rubs some people up the wrong way, as he isn't your typical looking pop star. Ed also revealed he hasn't ruled out going country one day and making a country album after spending some time living in Nashville. In a separate interview with Louis Theroux and 60 Minutes, Ed revealed that more recently he has had to have 24/7 security installed and have security guards follow him, his kids and wife around due to some attempted break-ins at his Suffolk home and close calls with stalkers. With Ed claiming he's had everything from kidnap attempts to bomb threats and people turning up to his home with weapons. Luckily for Ed, he has a great security team, claiming his security guard, Kevin, is his best mate and even got married at Ed's place in Suffolk at his personal wedding chapel, as Kevin had been by Ed's side since 2015 and was even at the birth of Lyra and Jupiter, as well as Ed's honeymoon with Cherry. Ed claims that while Suffolk is one of the only places on Earth where he's treated like a normal person in public, other places, wherever he goes around the world, he can't do simple things like take his kids to the zoo, push them on the swings in a park, or go to the shops, unless he uses disguises like wearing ski masks as paparazzi and fans follow him everywhere. During March 2025, like he had been doing for years, Ed spoke out once again about the lack of music, art and drama funding in schools, as the government weren't going to fund it anymore, as he feared the end of creativity. As he said via Instagram, quote, "My friends, colleagues and I have signed this letter calling for action from the government to save musical education. We are at a critical point, a future of no music in state schools, no music teachers to teach, broken instruments and no grassroots venues. As a young music student, an aspiring artist, I benefited from these opportunities in and out of school to learn and grow. Unfortunately, after decades of defunding and deprioritizing, music is no longer a right for all children. It's a luxury for only a few. Music is key to the UK economy, well-being and mental health, communities and young people's dreams. Talent is everywhere across the UK. I saw it when I visited cities across England, Scotland, Northern Ireland and Wales. But not all young people have the same opportunities, and we want to change that." Announcing previously that he was ready to leave some of his dark past behind and head into a new big bright pop era, on the 4th of April 2025, Ed would release his first single, called Azazam, from the upcoming album, titled Play. Much like the rest of the Play album, the songs would be inspired from Ed's travels on tour to different regions, utilising culture and instruments only heard in that specific country's songs. In particular with Azazam, Ed utilised Iranian and Indian instruments and was inspired by the Persian culture and language, with Azazam meaning my dear or my beloved in Persian, as Ed of course wrote the song about his love for Cherry. As Ed claimed, quote, "Even though it's completely different to anything that I've ever done before, Azazam feels familiar to me. I wanted to create a party atmosphere in a song. I love learning about music and different cultures the more I travel and connect with people. It was like opening a door to a completely new and exciting world. I loved how a lot of rhythms, scales and melodies and instruments were different but similar to the Irish trad music I had grown up with. It was showing to me music connects us all and really is a universal language." Azazam would be a huge hit on international radio, especially across parts of Asia and Europe, while it also reached number 3 in the UK, 20 in Australia, and 28 in the US. During June 2025, Ed would also release a track titled Drive for the soundtrack to the Brad Pitt film F1, featuring John Mayer, Dave Grohl, and co-songwriter Blake Slatkin. The song, while catchy and in the style of rock and roll, would struggle commercially, peaking at 17 in New Zealand and 49 in the UK. In the lead up to July 2025, Ed Sheeran had always loved to paint while off tour and out of the studio, as a way to de-stress and have a separate artistic outlet to writing songs, with Ed's paintings resembling abstract art, utilising a dripping technique and a range of explosive energetic colours. Initially, Ed would give away a few of these paintings to his friends, until it was suggested that he displays them in an exhibition, as they were quite interesting. So in July through to August 2025, Ed Sheeran made his professional art debut at exhibitions in both London and New York called Cosmic Car Park Paintings, featuring a range of his unique artworks with his parents also in attendance. Ed would receive both praise and criticism, with some claiming he was no painter. However, many bought his artwork, raising $1.25 million for his youth charity. With Ed stating on Instagram, quote, "I am by no means an artist, but I do love making art. It makes me feel great, and I love the end result. After 6 weeks of the exhibition being up, we've sold all the paintings and a lot of the prints and merch. We've raised $1.25 million from it all, which will do absolutely incredible things for the youth in UK." Fast forward to the 12th of September 2025, and Ed would release his 8th studio album, titled Play, which would form the beginning for the next phase of his albums, known as the Loop Era. Featuring a range of producers from all over the world, Play would be one of Ed's most wide range of collaborations yet, which at times drew criticism, with some critics claiming the album didn't know what it wanted to be, hopping from different cultures to different genres. Play would become Ed's 8th straight number 1 studio album in the UK since his debut album, and his 9th overall, while it also peaked at number 1 in Australia, Ireland, and 6 other countries, while in the US, Play peaked at number 5. The album would signal a more positive and upbeat vibe as opposed to Ed's previous 2 albums, where Ed had dealt with loss, stress, and grief, with Ed wanting this album to sound more playful and vibrant. Never one to be a favourite of the critics, Play would be criticised as playing it too safe, and that Ed continues to struggle to reinvent himself. These reviews by critics were confusing, however, as Play, while definitely not his best album, it was clearly one of Ed's most experimental yet, moving away from his traditional acoustic tracks and ballads seen on Plus and trending more towards dance, fusing influences from different cultures. With Ed claiming that everyone always wants him to replicate Plus, but doing that would in fact be playing it safe. Many of the album's singles struggled to make much of an impact worldwide, barring one, titled Sapphire, as Ed fuses pop, Afrobeat, and Indian Punjabi and Western cultures, featuring renowned musician and Indian vocalist Arijit Singh. Sapphire would reach number 5 in the UK, becoming Ed's 43rd song to chart within the top 10 in the UK over his whole career, while also reaching number 21 in Australia. As Ed sings vibrantly about wanting to dance with his lover while comparing his lover Cherry to that of a rare and beautiful sapphire. Other standout tracks from the album include A Little More, Symmetry, Camera, Opening, and Old Phone. The track Old Phone is one of the sadder and slower songs on the album compared to the big bombastic tracks like Symmetry, as Ed sings about discovering a host of old messages from a past life on his phone, describing it like stepping into a time machine. As Ed wrote via his Instagram, quote, I got rid of my phone in 2015 and moved on to email full time. I just turned my phone off December 15 and that was it. When I got sued, the judge ordered me to give up my old devices to the other side's lawyers to look through messages, emails, voice notes, videos, etc. to see if there was anything on there to help with their case. In the process, I switched on my old phone. The first message was from my friend Jamal, who had recently passed away. The second was from my ex-girlfriend, who I hadn't been in contact with for years. The third was a family member I haven't spoken to in a decade, and so on. It felt like a time capsule, a time of life that I was in, and living at that time in 2015. Turning it on really spun me out. I found myself scrolling messages and conversations with people who are no longer here. I found myself crying at messages to friends who are now dead, who I won't get to speak to again. I found old photos of me with people I was so close to then, but we've lost touch since. The whole experience was such an emotional journey. Feeling inspired, Ed instantly wrote this song at 2 a.m. in India, as the acoustic ballad would peak at number 5 on the New Zealand chart and 17 in the UK. However, it failed to crack the top 50 in Australia and charted at just number 89 on the US Billboard Hottest 100. Ed actually hadn't owned a phone since 2015, instead turning to an iPad and preferring email over text messaging, as Ed even launched a second Instagram account to promote the song Old Phone, called Teddy's Old Phone, posting a range of messages and photos from before 2015, including photos with the likes of Taylor Swift, Warnie, Gadinsky, and Jamal, with the infamous ice cream eating contest making a surprise appearance, where Ed once told the story of how he ate a 2-litre bowl of ice cream as a challenge in front of his brother and Taylor Swift at an ice cream store, as fans gathered around to cheer Ed on, while Taylor played Eye of the Tiger on repeat. Ed eventually got all the ice cream down, but immediately after he ran to the bathroom, he projectile vomited everywhere. In regards to the old phone track, Ed claimed that he often let his daughters use him as their colouring book, and occasionally would ask them to draw him something so he could go and get it tattooed, such as a rabbit, a polar bear, and a killer whale, which was inspired by Ed's trip to Antarctica, which was his favourite place to visit in the world. Today, Ed now has over 60 tattoos, although to him, they represent one big tattoo, which tells his story over time. As Ed hilariously stated that most people think he looks like a melted crayon, putting his love for tattoos down to being raised by his artistic parents. As Ed claims that the left side of his body is the first 5 years of his career, the right side is the next 5 years, and his back tattoos are his newest additions, even getting Lyra and Jupiter's footprints tattooed on him after they were born. Returning to the Play album and the rap ballad opening does exactly that and opens the album, as Ed starts off making a statement that he's leaving the past behind and drawing a line in the sand, and that he's not going to let loss, grief, and past stresses drag him and his family down any longer, instead opting for a more positive outlook. The catchy pop tune A Little More sees Ed singing angrily about a past lover, as he told Spotify, quote, "That feeling's been living inside me since I found success. I'd tried to put it into a song for years, but this was the first time it came out right, and getting it out there finally let me move on." The track would peak at number 1 in New Zealand and 18 in the UK, and is perhaps one of the most underrated tracks on the album. The music video for A Little More would see the return of a familiar redhead in Rupert Grint, who is best known for playing Ron Weasley in the Harry Potter series. Rupert returns to feature in the clip after last featuring in the iconic Lego House clip from Ed's debut album. While the song Camera sees Ed singing about living in the moment and using your eyes instead of always having devices capturing it for us. The track was originally planned to go on the 2021 album Equals, but never eventuated, as Ed claimed it didn't fit, while it was also set to become a Justin Bieber track on his album Justice, although that also fell through. Camera would go on to peak at number 1 in New Zealand and 16 in the UK, with Australia and the US struggling to warm to the song as it peaked at number 58 in the US. The music video initially was set to feature home video footage of Ed with Cherry, however, due to her mostly private persona, she opted out of the video, with Ed teaming with Phoebe Dynevor to act out real-life moments from Cherry and Ed's relationship, with Ed instead filming the whole video using an iPhone. The song Heaven serves as Cherry's personal favourite song that she hand-picked to be on the album as a gift from Ed, while finally the song Symmetry, which made it to number 11 in New Zealand, sees Ed perform once again in the Punjabi Indian style, as he sings about how he and Cherry come together perfectly, as they fit just right, like symmetry. On September 7th, 2025, in Dusseldorf, Germany, Ed would finally wrap up the Mathematics tour after a massive 3 years, performing over 188 shows across 5 continents. Wooing audiences as a one-man show with just his guitar and his loop pedal, captivating crowds with his incredible skills, building fresh loops live from scratch at every show, which is quite an incredible thing to witness live, with no band and no dancers, just a rotating stage, fireworks, flames, and Ed. The tour would go down as the 4th highest grossing tour of all time, making $875 million in ticket sales, as well as becoming the 4th highest attended tour of all time, with over 8.8 million people in attendance. Ed would break all sorts of attendance and ticket sales records around the world, including for venues like SoFi Stadium in the US and the MCG in Australia, often performing to crowds as big as 110,000 on multiple occasions, and even performing back home at Ipswich FC's home ground of Portman Road Stadium. While at one gig, Ed even reformed his childhood band called Rusty, calling upon his old mates Rolly and Fred from when they were 12 years old, performing alongside Wheatus for the song Teenage Dirtbag. This was after Ed reunited with Rusty to perform together for a mate's wedding, playing covers of Mr. Brightside, among other tracks, for over an hour and a half. While on the Mathematics tour, only a handful of shows had to be cancelled in Finland, the US, and New Zealand during the entire tour, with Ed playing a range of greatest hits to latest releases, while he was also joined on stage by special guests including Eminem, Lucas Graham, Westlife, Wheatus, and Olivia Rodrigo, and support acts like John Mayer, Khalid, Macklemore, Callum Scott, and James Blunt. Ed would take to social media to thank his 200-strong team, his fans, fellow musicians who joined him on stage, and of course Cherry, Lyra, and Jupiter for travelling with him on tour, saying, quote, "Thank you, my girls, my everything." On the 6th of November 2025, Ed would post to Instagram following up from his letter to the government earlier in 2025 about the lack of funding to the arts in UK schools, with Ed claiming they had a major breakthrough, as he stated, "I set up Ed Sheeran Foundation because every child deserves to have access to a meaningful musical education, and the chance to experience the joy and confidence that musical expression can bring. Shortly after setting up my foundation, I wrote an open letter to the Prime Minister about the critical state of music education in the UK and the fact it was slipping through the cracks. The letter was backed by so many incredible people across the music industry and education, who all said the same thing. Music education matters." The Prime Minister replied, recognising the challenges and expressing his commitment to change. "With the help of the letter and everyone who signed it, I'm happy to say that some of the key points we raised have been recognised by the government today, marking the first change to the music curriculum in over 10 years. This involves diversifying the music genres taught in schools and removing outdated systems that stop kids from studying music and the arts as part of their school day. These changes give young people hope and the opportunity to study music. Without the encouragement I received in school, especially from my music teacher, I wouldn't be a musician today. And I know so many of my peers feel the same. My music education went beyond learning and playing. It helped me find confidence in myself, and music itself was, and still is, so important for my mental health. There's a lot more to do to support music education, especially our music teachers, but this is a step in the right direction. Thank you so much to everyone who signed and supported the letter." A deluxe edition of Play was released on the 28th of November 2025, featuring 14 all-new tracks, with Ed claiming it was essentially another album in itself, with differing themes and genres. What many noticed, however, was in the songs War Game and Problems, Ed highlighted difficulties in his marriage with Sherry, and feeling like he hadn't been a good enough father to his children due to the grief of losing loved ones, making him absent, and while he was away from his family on tour. As Ed sings the lines in the song Problems, quote, "Flowers in our garden are dying. When did the water run dry? Who can tell? But you want the truth? We're not fine. We don't need space. We need time. It's just fight, then leave, and work for the day. Come back and pretend that all is okay. Then when morning comes, we repeat that again. Newspapers and media around the world reported that Ed came out and cleared up these rumours, however the lyrics were never addressed, with media platforms claiming the couple were on the rocks during the Mathematics tour towards 2025, but they had since smoothed things over. Despite the media blowing these lyrics out of proportion, Ed and Cherry remain together to this day and refuse to respond to the fake news, with Ed likely writing the songs about their struggles, as most couples experience anyway. In a recent interview, however, Ed did claim that after an argument with Cherry, he likes to escape to his tunnel that he calls the catacombs on his property and lays either in the dark room for some space or heads to his pub for some drinks where he can sit and unwind without the public gawking at him. During November, Ed would feature in the Netflix show called One Shot, as it featured Ed making his way around New York City, performing a plethora of his hit songs to members of the public in one singular take. This came just months after Ed appeared in the documentary Stans for Paramount Plus, which sees Ed speaking about the influence Eminem had on him musically and in regards to his stuttering problems. From January 2026, Ed would embark on the Loop Tour to promote the Play album, beginning a new era in his career, performing the first show of the tour in Auckland, New Zealand, and is set to travel to South America, Canada, and finish in Tampa in the US in November 2026 after around 53 shows. That same month, Ed would show off his amazing body transformation, appearing topless and ripped, bearing his tattooed body on the cover of Men's Health magazine. As Ed wrote on Instagram, quote, "January Ripped Ed appears on front cover of Men's Health magazine. Something I never thought I'd do, but here we are. 10 years ago, I was a beer-guzzling, kebab-munching smoker. Having kids really made me knock all of those bad habits on the head, excuse the pun, and I got heavily into exercise and moderation. I started off this year doing dry Jan and just carried on being sober and exercising. I did a lot of reformer Pilates and got in the best shape of my life. I kept joking that I was going to do a Men's Health cover, then one day was just like, why not? As Ed went on to thank his trainer and his wife Cherry for all their support over the years with his fitness journey. As Ed also revealed that he was jogging for 45 minutes a day, running for 7 kilometres to stay fit. While recently, in a range of interviews with the likes of Zane Lowe, among others, Ed has revealed that the next host of albums will feature a new set of cymbals under the stereo on a loop umbrella, including play, rewind, stop, fast forward, and pause. As Ed claimed that his plan was to always have 10 major albums, with a couple of experimental project albums scattered in between, which would experiment with trad music, R&B, and dance, and that he even had an album planned for when he dies, called Eject, which will include 10 unreleased tracks handpicked by his wife Cherry as his final posthumous album, including songs from age 18 up to his death, as Ed claimed that it's literally written in his will as one of his wishes. In an interview with iHeartRadio, Ed revealed that his next album would be titled Rewind, stating, quote, "I made Play and Rewind at the same time. We finished Play first because it felt like the more exciting one. But yeah, they are very much twin albums. Play leaned much more into Indian culture, while Rewind feels more nostalgic." With Ed going on to claim that fans should expect the Rewind album to release during 2026. Today, Ed's parents are aged in their late 60s and continue to work with Arden Charities. Cherry is 33 and continues to work in both finance and sustainability. His daughters Lyra and Jupiter are now 5 and 3, while his brother Matthew is now 36 and continues to work as a successful composer, even recently having one of his pieces of music included on the soundtrack for the zombie horror film 28 Years Later. In 2026, Ed will return to living in the USA with his family like they had done previously, living in both New York and Nashville, with Ed citing that this was due to touring reasons and wanting to be with his family in a settled environment, as Lyra is about to start school, as he wants to be there to pick her up and drop her off at school, choosing to tour in school holidays as he wants to be a present father. However, Ed claims they will return to Suffolk one day permanently when the time comes to step away from the industry, claiming he would do it for the sake of his family. Today, Ed finds himself in a much better headspace after the horror year that was 2022, and claims he no longer drinks every day, instead drinking a red wine here and there with his wife Cherry. Ed has since wrapped up his Australian and New Zealand stadium leg of his tour and will return home for a short break before taking on South America in May 2026. With Ed Sheeran recently celebrating his 35th birthday in February, the global superstar continues to dominate as one of the best-selling artists in the world, with over 200 million records sold worldwide. He now stands alongside legendary acts like the Rolling Stones and AC/DC. Since his debut, Ed has achieved 9 consecutive number 1 albums in the UK and 14 UK number 1 singles. His catalogue has generated more than 56 billion streams on Spotify, while his record-breaking tours and streaming success have earned him 16 Guinness World Records. All while continuing to sell out stadiums around the world as a one-man band with nothing more than a guitar, a loop pedal, and of course his voice. Today, he stands firmly among the defining artists of his generation, alongside global icons like Taylor Swift, Adele, and Beyoncé, remaining one of the most played artists on radio today. What makes his story even more remarkable is everything he's endured along the way. The loss of close friends, including Jamal Edwards, Shane Warne, and Michael Gudinski, the stress of defending his songwriting in court, and standing by his wife through a challenging cancer battle, all while welcoming new life into the world and raising his children. While he admits he is a slightly broken man, through it all, Ed Sheeran has remained grounded, a self-aware musician, a devoted husband, and a proud father. The future is just as exciting, with the new album Rewind expected to be released later in 2026. With fans no doubt expecting more chart-topping anthems and heartfelt ballads. But knowing Ed's restless creativity, it wouldn't be surprising to see him explore new musical territory as well, perhaps even stepping further into the world of country music one day, as he has alluded to in the past. Despite the stadium lights and global fame, Ed still sees himself as the little ginger kid with an acoustic guitar and a dream. And if his legacy proves anything, it's that you don't have to look like a pop star or come from a glamorous background to change the world through music. If anything, his journey proves that sometimes all it takes is a guitar, a story to tell, and the courage to believe you belong on the biggest stage in the world. And somewhere along the way, there's no doubt he's made Jamal, Michael, and Shane very proud. And while the chart-topping hits, records, awards, and sold-out stadiums will always be a part of his legacy, it's the honesty and raw emotion in his music and lyrics that continue to resonate with millions of people around the world and will continue to for many decades to come. And that wraps up this episode of Lyrics of Their Life podcast. Thank you all for tuning in, and I hope you enjoyed the show. If this is your first time tuning in to our show, don't forget to hit the follow or subscribe button so you don't miss our future episodes. And if you're really enjoying the show, a quick rating or review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts goes a long way in helping us to grow. If you would like to follow the podcast, you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, X, and TikTok at Lyrics of Their Life Podcast, or on our website at lyricsoftheirlife.com for updates and more. If you'd like to support the podcast further and help keep episodes like this coming, you can head over to my Patreon at patreon.com/lyricsoftheirlifepodcast, or you can buy me a coffee over at buymeacoffee.com/lyricsoflifepod. Every bit of support means the world to me and helps make episodes like this one possible. Whether you're a long-time listener or just discovering the show for the first time, thank you for being here and supporting the show in whatever form that comes in. Thanks again for listening. I'm your host, Adam Hampton, and this is Lyrics of Their Life.